T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
MYOBOPP.
That is what it's going to boil down to, but
yeah.
We've had problems like this in the past, and I don't know how to, which side of the line to be on. This woman knows how to butter us up, too.
That's true. Yay, Slacker and Steve.
Yay.
I know you guys do a lot with Children's Hospital and care about kids, so I figured I'd send you my OPP and see what you thought. I moved into my new house at the beginning of last summer. I met everyone in the neighborhood, including the people next door, and they're all really nice. The neighbors have an 11-year-old son that is overweight. I don't mean he's a little husky either. I've noticed that he can't keep up when the other kids are playing and even has to sit on the sideline most of the time. It's sad because you can see that he wants to play and just can't. More often than not, I see him out there carrying a soda or a bag of chips. I'm worried he's never going to live a normal life if he doesn't change now. I know they probably won't take it well, but should I go talk to his parents?
Oh my God.
Do they even realize they're basically killing their son by feeding him junk and teaching him bad habits? Should I try to take the boy under my wing and teach him how to be healthy myself? I can't stand to watch this young man's life already being thrown away. What should I do, guys? This is from Lauren.
You still think it's an MYOB?
Yeah, I love people like Lauren who see everywhere they look and they see there's an injustice.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something that needs a wrong that needs to be righted, and they want to take it upon themselves to just barge in to everyone's lives and change everybody.
But
just mind your own business. Do they think, don't those parents know?
Yeah, they do. I don't know that they understand.
Of course they do.
But do they understand?
Yes.
Like, I don't think they do.
Yes, they do. You can't chalk it up
but
to
it's
ignorance.
Okay, then it's not a victimless crime. It is a crime. If they were hitting the kid, it's a crime. You know what? This kid's going to die of heart disease. You're trimming 20 years off of his life.
He could simply say no to the yoo-hoos
no,
and the ding-dongs and the chips
in
and
house,
the soda.
If my kids, this is why you're not allowed around my children. This is one of the many reasons you're not allowed. Because can I tell you how many times I've told you?
Because
my kids do not know what a regular hot dog tastes like.
Yeah, that's a crime against humanity.
That's not a crime. They eat turkey dogs.
That's not a hot dog.
It doesn't matter. My kids aren't fat. I'm doing the right thing.
You are by depriving them of life.
I'm not depriving them of anything.
All right. When's the last time you made a regular hot dog and your turkey dog and you gave them a choice?
Why would I do that?
Because they're human beings. You give them a choice.
No,
they're especially kids.
Then what choice is this kid getting? Nobody's offering him a salad. Nobody.
Yeah.
She's giving him, mom and dad are giving him sodas, chips. I bet they hit fast food every single day.
Yeah.
For either lunch or dinner, I bet they eat fast food.
Absolutely.
I'm not a Nazi about food. I'm not a person who says fast food should be abolished. But if a kid, if all he knows is that, that kid is, he's as good. I know it sounds obscene and it's a huge leap of faith, but he's as good as being abused.
Okay, then you and Lauren go talk to those.
I'm not getting involved.
You two go knock on that. Those
I'm
parents.
I'm empowering
doors.
Lauren to go, but I am chicken ass.
I like it, so am I.
But dude.
No, I get it. And I see these kids too. We all see these kids. It's never once entered my mind. I wonder if the parents know or not. Yeah, no. They just don't care. There's a big difference.
But it's...
So what's Lauren going to do?
Yes.
Hey, where's that fat kid that's in here? You see this kid? You're killing
When you boil it down and you start knocking on the door,
yeah,
that's when...
Now you're that person.
Oh, you can't do it, can you?
But Slacker, I get where you're coming from as a parent. These parents are supposed to be an advocate for their own child, and they're not. So someone else needs to step up and be an advocate for the kid.
I would say this, if you saw an 11-year-old
and smacked around
and his parents were smacked around, I think is a no-brainer. I can't think of anybody who wouldn't let that happen, who wouldn't like stop that is
or
what I mean.
Or go, hey.
Yeah, maybe you should stop hitting your kid.
Yeah.
If you see an 11-year-old and the parents hand him cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
you'd get involved, right?
No, because I don't know the dynamic. Maybe he needs the nicotine
it's
to live.
The law.
Maybe
he
it's a sign. I don't know.
Did
maybe he's got a doctor's note. I don't know. I don't know the situation.
Maybe he has a doctor's. In your years of experience on planet Earth, Steve, mm-hmm. do tell how many people you know that have a note from their doctor that says, please stay out of Mr. Steve's way because he needs the nicotine to live.
I don't know.
Zero, Steve.
I try and stay away out of medical situations. But seriously, though, I don't know the family situation.
But if maybe, he's doing something illegal that harms him, like cigarettes.
If I see it, then now you've included me. Now you've allowed me to step up and do something about it. But you know what? And I this is hard to say. Oh, especially when it comes to weight loss and people being overweight. The one reason I hear a lot is there's a lot of thyroids going on and there's a lot of DNA and this is a lot of body things. And I don't know this about 11-year-old kid. Maybe he's got the thyroid.
You don't need to know his medical history. If you always see him with a soda and chips in his hand, maybe he has a thyroid issue as well, but stop the soda and the chips. Guarantee you the kid can run a 40 now without
maybe the doctor's note requires
no doctor is okay. saying more sodium more and I dude again and if you're about to call and blast me I'm not the healthiest person on the planet but I make good choices mm-hmm. for my kids more often than I make bad choices.
Right, and you teach your kids those good choices. That's what most parents
Nobody's
try to do.
Nobody's teaching this kid good choices.
Exactly.
Nobody. So shouldn't she?
Question.
Yes.
Shouldn't... Okay, there's other adults in this 11-year-old's life. There's teachers. There's principals.
But if nobody's doing it...
Nurses. So there's... So the neighbor, the...
So we all...
The if, random neighbor!
So in your world... It's some. It,
there's 900.
It should be somebody else.
Yeah, there's 900 levels of safety.
But nobody's doing it.
Well, maybe they did, and you just don't know. That wasn't taken. Maybe they haven't.
So your answer is just don't do it. Don't get involved because getting involved gets you involved, and you don't want to be involved.
Especially as a neighbor, you got to keep in mind you got to live next to these people forever. So if you're like banging on doors, hey, why is your kid fat and whatnot? Now you're that neighbor. And now
every time now you do the knocking thing, it makes me tense. I need you to stop doing that.
Because we're on their doorstep now.
Everything we're talking about, I'm all in. I'm like, let's do it. And as soon as it's like, I'm like running the other way. Like, I changed my mind. We should get involved. I'm going to get an AYOB tattoo.
I know I'm laughing and making light, and it's not. You're right. This is a serious health issue. But there's 800 other safety catches involved before it gets to the neighbor.
I can get you involved.
No, you can't get
me
involved.
Let me tell you.
Wow.
Because eventually this kid's going to be a drain on the healthcare system as he needs to go in for heart stents and everything else. He's never going to be able to work actively as a person, so you're going to pay for everything this kid goes through.
Okay, now
it
now it's changed. Now to nip this in the bud.
There's got to be a way.
Why aren't you pounding on the door?
I would ring the doorbell and drop off an arugula salad.
Okay, and then next time,
and they're like going to stomp it out like it's a bag full of dog poop. They're like, what the hell are these green things on my step? Obviously the right answer is to help this child. In my opinion, the right answer for the universe, for as Little D says, the village.
Oh, that's
the village
right.
should help
I
this
forget.
Child.
I don't have kids, but it takes a village to raise your kids, so suddenly I'm responsible for raising your kid.
But I don't think I feel like somebody needs to save this kid's life.
So how would
He's
you go
drowning.
About it?
That's my problem.
It's the tact.
I wouldn't do it.
You're the neighbor. You can't do it as a neighbor. You
right.
gotta hire somebody else. Get the
yes,
lawn guy to
random weight mercenaries. Nothing?
Yes.
Honestly, people.
So how do you present it?
I don't know if we need other people who've done it. If you've seen a kid in your family, I mean, if it's neighbor, that's pretty far removed. But if you're seeing a kid being abused in some way, and this is, you're dooming this kid for a life of obesity and everything that comes with it.
The parents are, yeah.
Yes.
So let's say this kid.
You're doing it too by tacitly.
But then that's the other neighbor's fault. And then it's the other neighbor's fault for not doing anything. And then it's that neighbor's fault for not doing anything. That's the
so
teacher's
then
fault.
Do you step over the litter? Do you step over the litter? Like the other day, I was at my son's football game and all these people left their water bottles on the field. And I started to walk away. I'm like, that is so rude. And
that
you know what I did?
Rude.
I turned around and I picked up every damn bottle.
That's
because
rude.
It's somebody else's problem. It's not. I picked up the bottles.
If I had time, I would do that too. I'd kick them out of
so
the way,
then,
probably.
Then somebody needs to help this kid.
No,
and don't assume it's somebody else's
M-Y-O-B
problem.
M-Y-O-B on this kid.
It's O-P-P.
You
and we're going to fix fix this kid.
He'll fix himself. It's
You're going to have to start knocking sodas out of his hand or something.
I was going to say, if he wanders onto my property, I go over and knock the soda out and put a watermelon in his hand because he's on my property now and he's living under my rules.
If you can help Lauren, she's overzealous. Heart's in the right place.
Right. Just keep your mind out of everyone's business.
That might be the answer, but this kid is the victim. So what do we do to help the fat kid in the neighborhood? Nicole?
Yai.
What do you think?
I, as a parent, I would tell her, don't approach the parent.
Okay.
I think that she's not family. She is a neighbor. But instead, she can engage her children and this child with other activities, saying, you know, let the parents know, like, hey, I'm taking my kids here. We'd love to have him come with us. And maybe it's a hike. Maybe it's bird watching. Maybe it's something that's just active. And just tell the parents, I've got the food. And
maybe it's a salad bar.
Everything covered. And let this child experience something else rather than going to the parents and say, I can't believe you're giving your kid this stuff.
That's a little harsh. Yeah. Especially Slacker says that, like, parents get so defensive.
You're not, she's not family. I deal with it with my own family and I have kids and we just don't have bad snacks. And I love the turkey dog, by the way.
Yes.
It's not a hot dog.
It is a hot dog.
It's a hot dog. It's a brat.
It's
out of that.
And my, you know what else? My kids, when they eat burgers, they eat turkey burgers.
That's not a burger.
You put the Montreal burger seasoning on it.
Oh, to disguise the bad taste, and then they can get it down.
It is a turkey burger. Put some cheese and some grilled onions and mushrooms, and it's a burger.
It's a burger.
But how do you get it into this 11-year-old boy's head? How do we get it into this kid?
He's just got it.
I think it's showcasing, inviting him to hang out with her kids. And this is what there is for snack. I don't have a sugary drink. I don't have, this is what we have.
Turkey again.
I do it with my nieces and nephews all the time. Like, sorry, I don't have soda. Like,
if you would have to pay my children $100 to drink a soft drink.
How awesome is that?
Absolutely. They wouldn't drink. They would be like, I don't want that.
Right.
So that's,
my children don't want it, and they that apple juice is what a treat I got.
So how do we get it into this kid again? How do we get it through the parents? The apple juice to the parents.
She's
to
saying
the kid.
That you can't get it to the parents. You got to go through the kid.
So we'll kidnap the kid.
You have to go through the child and let him experience something different in nutrition and activity where you don't have to run, but maybe you're like, hey, we're going to go walk along the river and feed the ducks.
Because that's little his stuff. And that's this kid's speed, basically.
But the problem is, and thank you for the call, then he goes home and he tells mom and dad, man, I didn't have much to eat today. And they're like, well, let's go supersize it.
That, right? Now he's back in the same bad habits.
I don't know that without getting the parents involved that we're going to fix the kid. A kid can't decide what's in the cabinet.
He can suggest, hey, can I have kale now? And they're going to beat him down. So
kale, isn't that the stuff in the middle of the Chick-fil-A nugget tray that we always pick out right away and shove the sauce packets in the middle there?
That's the kale.
I want to eat that now. Anna?
Yai.
What do you think?
So I'm actually a nurse. And as a nurse and seeing what happens to these children, if they don't remedy the situation, I would 100% go and say something, if not call Child Protective Services.
Protective Services really get involved for obesity?
Think about it. If someone's not feeding their child, think about the health consequences that have, and you would have no problem calling Child Protective Services.
If a child was emaciated, you're absolutely right. But I don't think
why is this any different because the health
it just is different though.
Due to severe obesity are just as bad.
I agree with you, Anna, but it's just you can't go, my neighbor's fat. His parents are neglect. Like, in a way, it is neglect, but it's not. No law, no cop is going to come in and cuff him up and say, put down the burger.
No, I'm not saying that anyone needs to be cuffed, but what they can do is they can send a social worker or a family psychiatrist out, and at the very least, it's going to make them aware that this is a serious problem that needs to be remedied before they end up like some of the kids I've seen on a stretcher with diabetes or heart disease before the age of 15.
Anna, you're right. Baby steps with this family. Start with awareness. Like Slack, I guess Slacker, you might have been right. Do you even realize what's going on there, parents?
But the funny thing is they do. You're right. Yeah. Nobody who eats chips and fast food 7 days a week is unaware, but it's just, you know what it is? It's just somebody pointing, like...
shaking these... Get them out of the rut.
Any time when somebody... The times I've been the most fit in my life is 6 months after somebody comes up to me and says... mm-hmm. Have you put on a little weight? And it's like, oh, man. Right? Like, I already knew it was happening, but somebody
had to point. And then it got you into gear.
Yes.
And then I always need some help for someone kicking my ass into gear, too. And this kid doesn't have that.
He has nobody to buy him good food.
He might have Lauren.
It is my job to stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves. And this is a child who does not understand what's happening to him. So I would have no problem going over and knocking on their door and saying, hey, I've noticed your kid out playing. He looks like he can't really keep up. Have you tried maybe consulting with his doctor about his weight?
Anakin, we're sending you in.
Yes, you're going. We'll give you the address. Thank you for the call. A nurse would be a better bet.
Yes.
But Marissa?
Yay!
Yay! What do you think?
She should absolutely get involved. And I'm saying this because I was that kid as a child. I was very, very overweight. And I'm suffering the consequences now as an adult. I still struggle with it. And I wish someone would have gotten involved and said, hey, someone needs to set a better example. Teach you how to eat healthy. Teach you how to be more active. And
Marissa, do you have kids?
I do not.
I can tell. You want to know how? Because you're talking to a parent in a way that will get you punched in the face.
Kind of, sort of, right?
I don't mean that because I'm on your side.
Yeah.
I don't mean that to come from a place of animosity, but it's like, it's really hard. Parenting is a hard thing and people are insecure about it. And as soon as you tell somebody they're doing it wrong, they can't hear anything you're saying because they just want to gouge your face out.
Right. How dare you say that to me?
Yeah. Your heart's in the right place, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I don't either, but I really do. Like, if there is a good way to present this to the parents, I wish she would find it because I know what that kid is going through. So that's...
Had somebody intervened, we had asked that question just a few minutes ago. Like, as somebody who's overweight now, you wish that somebody had shook your parents.
Yes, I wish someone would have told my mom, you know, it's tough being a single mom, but you got to set a better example for your kid. You know, you've got to at least show her a better way. You got to provide more, you know.
There it is. Marissa, telling your single parent, I need more out of you. You're not doing enough for
me. That's not
going
to go well.
Oh, because they're doing everything they can.
Thank you for the call, though. We appreciate it.
This is getting icky.
It's super icky. And like, I think we've established that somebody needs to intervene in some way, but nobody knows how to do it. You got tips on what to say, how to say it, what gear to wear so you're not harmed when you say it. We'll take all those suggestions on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.